What happened? Immediately, farming settlements tended to concentrate near lakes, rivers, and seacoasts. It's a logical strategy. For people who are living in a landscape, who are farming, who have cattle, and cattle need to be watered every 24 hours to move near permanent water. Now, at this time, and this is the fascinating, here we start to get controversial, the Black Sea did not exist. It was a huge freshwater lake, known to geologists as the Euxine Lake. It was separated from the rising Mediterranean at the north, the mouth of the Bosphorus Valley, by a natural earthen barrier. Now, I told you that at the end of the Ice Age, sea levels were rising. They rose rapidly until about 6,000 BC. And inevitably, the rising Mediterranean and the Bosphorus came closer and closer to the top of this natural berm. And then suddenly, around 5550 BC, cascading seawater from the Mediterranean breached this earthen berm and flowed into the Euxine Lake, which lay nearly 500 feet lower. Within a few months, we believe that the Black Sea became a brackish ocean, part of the Mediterranean. How do we know this? From studies of deep-sea cores in the Mediterranean and the Euxine, or the Black Sea, which chronicle the moment when there was this major change in the composition of the waters of the Black Sea. This must have been a catastrophic natural disaster for the thousands of square miles of agricultural land around the lake, fertile land, which was suddenly flooded, literally, within weeks and months. And we have every reason to believe that there were agricultural settlements dotted right around this lake, which vanished in a few months under a rapidly rising ocean. Can you imagine the disruption this must have caused in human life in this region? And the most interesting thing about this is that archaeologists hadn't even thought about this until about 3 or 4 years ago, when this theory, this fact was finally revealed, the flooding. We kind of had tuned it out, but here it is, a major disaster on the fringes, the southeastern fringes of a huge tract of primordially forested Europe. Contemplate, if you will, the strategies which people confronted with this disaster had to adopt. Obviously, they flew to higher ground. They fled to higher ground, taking with them as much of their seed and their herds as they could. Were people killed? Maybe not by the rising water, although I think it's quite likely they were. But certainly, there must have been hunger. We do not know at what season of the year this happened. There must have been hunger. Because a farmer has to wait for the harvest. He has to plant and then let it grow and then harvest it. Inevitably, there must have been chronic crowding on the surviving land where people were impinging on other people's territory. The cost in human life in terms of hunger and epidemic must have been very considerable. But then they did another thing. They had to expand. And now they had to face the issue of the forest. And I believe that it's very likely that more research will show that much of the initial impetus for the agricultural settlement of heavily forested temperate Europe came from this disaster. Because farmers now moved into the Danube Basin, where they cultivated light soils on the edge of the forest, because they had to. And they had an economy which was based on shifting agriculture. Now, shifting agriculture, or Swidden agriculture as it's often called, is a distinctive form of agriculture. It's still practiced in many parts of Africa and some parts of Asia to this day. It involved cultivating spring-sown crops and cattle herding combined.